The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Great to see all of you gathered here this morning. We've got a few new faces, people coming back. I'm not going to name everyone off, but you know who you are. We got some visitors here this morning. Great to have you with us in the Peace family. Yeah, have you ever been a part of, to set our focus for our worship service today, have you ever been a part of a team of some kind in which your unity developed and powerful things happened? As that unity developed, that's actually the story of the Christian church. The Christian church, and we're going to read today in Acts chapter 11, there was some disunity, there was some disagreement, but we see that as the Holy Spirit is given to the church, powerful things begin to happen as Christians were unified in their witness of Jesus, and great things happen. And so that's our prayer here at Peace Lutheran Church. That as we gather as a team of believers here at Peace, that week by week we become more united and that our witness is a blessing to others. We pray that that's a message that we hear today in our worship service today. There are some announcements to share with the congregation before we begin. I'll just share one right off the top. The celebration of life for Brenda Schmisser is going to be next Saturday here at Peace at 3 p.m. here in the sanctuary. And some of you, I know Brenda, or knew her, and so the service will be next Saturday here at Peace. That's the only announcement I have. George, do you have, looks like you got something for us? Yep.
Hi, good morning, everybody. I have a couple of quick announcements. Our next planning committee meeting for the arrival of the vicar will be this Tuesday at 6 p.m., and we're going to meet here in the sanctuary since there'll be another event in the Fellowship Hall. So Rick is doing an outstanding job chairing the committee, and if anybody would be interested in joining us, we could still use some more folks. So that's 6 o'clock this Tuesday. That means that transitioning the church council meeting, which is also this Tuesday at 7 o'clock, will also be here in the sanctuary. Thank you.
Great. Amen. That's what it said. Anyone else have any other announcements to share? We are having a men's Bible study that's going to be on Wednesday afternoon. It's the second and fourth Wednesday of every month. All men are welcome to attend. We're going to be taking a look at Romans chapter 5. So that starts at 2 o'clock Wednesday afternoon this week. One other note, and you're going to see this in some of the worship services going forward. We have one song in our worship service that's selected from the song selection box. That is located, just a reminder for the congregation, that is located out in the narthex. It's the wooden box that has a slit on the top. If there's a song that you would like played at Peace, if you're like, man, Pastor chose some really, oh my goodness. This is your opportunity to jump in and give a suggestion, and we listen to that. In fact, there are 4 or 5 songs in there, and we're going to do all of them in the next month ahead. So, and I'm delineating those in the service as well. If you take a look each week, there will be one of those songs in the song selection box, and we'll let you know which one was selected out of that box. But feel free, if there's a song that you'd like played, place it into that box. Colleen and I look at it, and we do put it into our worship service. Pick a really hard one for Colleen, you know, like seven flats. You know, she really likes that. Right, Colleen? Yeah, okay, yeah. There we go.